chat. Jimmy, is it true that you are trusting Jesus and Him alone as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Then upon that profession of faith and in obedience to His command, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ and raised to walk in a brand new life.
Church family, this is Will Haney. Will, who is your Lord and Savior?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. In obedience to His divine command, upon your public profession of faith, I now baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Buried with Him in baptism, raised to walk in the newness of life.
This is J.C. Garner. J.C., is it true that you're trusting Jesus and Him only as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And then upon that profession of faith and in obedience to His command, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ and raised to walk in a brand new life.
Church family, this is James Fennell. James, who is your Lord and Savior?
Jesus.
In obedience to His divine command, I now baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Buried with Him in baptism. Raised to walk in the newness of life.
Good morning. It's cloudy outside, but it's not cloudy in here. Let's stand up and sing about the goodness of God. He is good. His mercy endures forever. Every day with you, Lord, is sweeter than the day before.
Every day with you, Lord, is sweeter than the day before. Every day with you, Lord, is sweeter than the day. Like I know you, to be loved like you love me.
wonder to live life.
What a wonder to live life. Really live life. Overcoming anything. What a reason to live tough. Really live tough. Every day. My everything. From the rising of the sun. To the setting of the same.
Every day with you, you sing.
Every day with you, Lord.
Every day sweeter than the day before.
Every day sweeter than the day before.
Every day with you, Lord.
Every day with you, Lord.
Every day sweeter than the day before.
Every day is sweeter.
Baptist Church Springdale. A great day in the house of the Lord. We are saved by faith.
By faith we deliver from darkness to light through your sacrifice. By faith we are standing today in the favor of God. Sin that bound us can hold us no longer. Your mercy bound us. We are set free. We are saved by faith. We're redeemed by grace. Justified freely, we stand in your presence today. We are saved.
Church Springdale today. You may be seated. We're so glad you're here. Choir, you may be seated. Let's continue to worship.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none.
This morning early, and we were sound checking, and you know, it's a little gloomy outside, and you know, just a little tired. And the first few songs we sound checked, it was tough. And then we got to a phrase in this song, and I forget about this phrase every time until I sing it. And it's the phrase, I sing for joy at the work of your hands. And I gotta be honest, last Wednesday night, we just began to give thanks in choir rehearsal at Pinnacle Hills about things that we sing for joy for. And we had one stand up and say, 9 years cancer-free. And another said, my son's not home yet, but I know God's going to bring him back. And we had another and another and another. And it just turned into a praise service. And this morning, the challenge for us as followers of Christ is to worship in spirit and in truth. And sometimes remembering his works is all you have. But let me challenge you as we sing through this again. Don't sing for me and don't sing for those around you, but sing for the one who is constantly working and gives you joy.
My Jesus,
let's stand.
My Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days,
I want to praise
the wonder of your mighty love.
Let's raise our voices.
You're my comfort,
and my shelter.
You are a tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath.
Lord.
And shout to the Lord, all the
joy that he brings. Again, we're so glad you're here, and I forgot to mention it earlier. There is a card in the seat back in front of you. It's a welcome registration card, and if this is your first time here, we would love for you to fill that out and drop it in the offering plate later on in the service. It also doubles as a prayer card. If you have a prayer request, put that down, and we commit to pray for you. Let's sing about his faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, stay there.
Thank you, Jesus.
As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Josh. What a great song. What a great moment of worship. This past week, we've had several of our folks in Haiti serving the Lord. You know, God uses tragedy for his glory. And you know, what might be a setback to literally thousands and thousands, we know God uses it to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just think about it. This week, we saw 200 people in Haiti come to Jesus Christ. We also built 5 homes this week. We saw 400 plus people that were in a revival service. We treated 200 people in a medical clinic. And we baptized in the ocean before we left. God is good, and we're really grateful for his moving in our lives and our church. And I thank you that when you give and you honor the Lord in giving, it's this kind of stuff that takes place when we honor the Lord through the ministry budget of our church. Thank God for each of you, and I just pray today that you'll honor the Lord in your giving. Let's bow for prayer. Oh, Father, we are so grateful today for the presence of the Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit that is ours We're so grateful. Thank you, Lord, for this report from Haiti. We say, praise the Lord. Lord, disaster has struck in Mississippi today or last night. And major challenge has occurred. And I pray that you will mobilize churches in that state along with others around America to minister to the dire, great needs that now exist in that part of our country. And Lord, I pray today for the First Baptist Church of Bentonville. Tough accident yesterday in one segment of their ministry. Lives are at stake. A life is lost. And Lord, we don't understand why. But we pray today for the grace and the mercy and the peace of our Lord Jesus to be upon that congregation, upon their pastor, upon those people, Lord, who need healing. May God provide healing. And for the family that lost a loved one, may God so sustain their life today. And Father, we pray today as we turn our attention to the Word of God that you will do in us and through us something that perhaps has never been done. God, we pray that you'll keep us straight and strong. Help us to be a church that embraces future. Help us to be a people of God that believe that God can do anything. And help us, Lord, to receive the word that we believe you have given to us about advancing our mission. We love you. We praise you. We thank you that the offering that we're about to take, or the message that we're about to deliver, or the ministries that will happen through the life of this church over the course of the next several days, we thank you that it's all because of the name of Jesus and the power that is there that we can accomplish and we can see God do great things. So it's in the powerful name of Jesus today that we say these things to the Father through Jesus the Son. Amen. did. Knock it out. Alan and choir, praise the Lord. May God be praised here this morning in our midst. I would like for you to get a copy of the scripture and turn to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Those are the first five books of the New Testament. And I want to give you a chance to at least go to the last chapter of Matthew. Are you there? I want us to pray. Father, I thank you that it is in the powerful name of Jesus that we stand to proclaim your truth. And I pray that your people will hear God. Don't see me, just see you. And I pray you would speak clearly. And we ask this in the name of Jesus as we talk this morning about advancing our mission. May the Lord be praised. Amen. Advancing our mission. The final words of Jesus Christ must never be forgotten by any of us. Do you remember what they are? Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus calls us to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to every person in the world, of every people group in the world, and to make disciples of all the nations. These nations are the people groups of the world. In Mark chapter 16, verse number 15, Jesus said these words as recorded by the writer Mark. He said, and I quote, "Go into all the world." That's pretty clear. "And preach the gospel to the whole creation." Once again, Jesus tells us to communicate the good news of the gospel to every person in the world. In the Gospel of Luke, Luke recorded it another way. Luke said these words according to chapter 24, verse 46 and 47. He recorded that one time among the group, Jesus said these words, and I quote, "This is what is written. The Messiah would suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem." That statement is a statement of the gospel, that Jesus suffered and died for the sins of the entire world, your sins and mine. That after he died for sins, he was raised from the dead on the third day. This also tells us that repentance is imperative to a person ever receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. Repentance means that you are turning from your sin and you are turning to God in Jesus Christ. The heart of the passage The heart of the message is repentance so that we can have forgiveness of our sins. His command, once again, in this passage, is to proclaim His gospel to all the nations. Nations not meaning geographical borders and territories, but nations meaning every people group in the world, beginning in Jerusalem. John heard it this way in John 20, verse number 21. Listen to what John said. "Peace to you," Jesus said, "as the Father has sent me, I also send you." What a powerful word. How many times has the Holy Spirit in your Christian life brought to your mind those words? Many times in my life. "As the Father has sent Jesus," Jesus said, "I am sending you into the world." You see, Jesus wants to send each one of us, every one of us in this room, with the message of the gospel into a world that is in desperate need to know the Savior. Then, in the first chapter of the book of Acts, just before the physical ascension of Jesus into heaven, Jesus said these words in verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus' call in this passage is not only a personal word about being a witness for Him, but it's also a very strategic word. But not just a personal word and a strategic word. It is a progressive word. What do I mean that it is a progressive word? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What do I mean by a progressive word? Jesus was saying in this passage, I want you to go and share the gospel to places where the gospel has never been before. I want you to find people who have never heard a clear presentation of the gospel. And I want you to extend to them the same privilege and the same opportunity that you had, and that is to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, because of these passages of Scripture, we have a missional vision that reflects these words. Our missional vision in our church is the following: reaching Northwest Arkansas, America, and the world for Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? That's what we're about, is reaching Northwest Arkansas, America, and the world. This missional vision consumes our church and leads our church in so many strategies. Everything we do as a church flows from the heart of this missional vision. We take very seriously the assignment of Jesus for us to reach Northwest Arkansas, to reach America, and to reach the world for Jesus Christ. Our message is the gospel. It is the good news that Christ died for the sins of the world. And our mission field is the entire world, beginning right here in Northwest Arkansas. While in future months, I will unveil a fresh vision for our church to reach America and to reach the world with the gospel, today I want to concentrate on something God has placed in my heart and in our hearts for over 2 years. Before I share it with you, I want to share with you a story. Many of you will remember, it was on February the 11th, 2001, when I stood before our Springdale congregation with an innovative, unproven vision and strategy to help us reach our region with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was on this day that I shared the vision for the creation of our Pinnacle Hills congregation. In 2001, very, very few churches in America had ever tried becoming one church in more than one location. Today, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches are now using this strategy to enable them to reach their region with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was on that very frigid, overcast February 11th Sunday in 2001 that I cast the Pinnacle Hills vision for our church. We ask our congregation to embrace the vision and send on commission 350 of our people to begin the Pinnacle Hills congregation. In 2001, we had only 200 households in Benton County that were members of our Springdale congregation. This is where they lived. But God began to call out these 350 people to begin this congregation. Many lived in Benton County, but they were also from all parts of the region. It was on the third Sunday of August in 2001 when we launched the Pinnacle Hills congregation. We began meeting in a small building that held about 600 people comfortably in one worship setting. God began to bless, and today the congregation is a vibrant part of who we are as a church. Because our congregation entrusted this vision by faith, today we have a Pinnacle Hills congregation that has grown from 350 people in 2001 to a congregation that last week had over 2,800 people present on Sunday morning. Since last August, our Pinnacle Hills congregation has averaged reaching 2,501 people weekly. Additionally, in these 8 years, 1,534 people have been saved by God's grace and baptized in our fellowship at Pinnacle Hills, as well as an additional 3,436 people who have joined our Pinnacle Hills congregation. Located now on a 38.5-acre campus, this vibrant congregation all began because of a vision to reach our region more effectively, and we do not ever need to forget that. Due to the incredible heart, due to the incredible sacrifice, and due to the incredible vision of our Springdale congregation, Pinnacle Hills exists today. Thousands of people have been changed miraculously by the grace and the power of God. I commend you, Springdale congregation. It was your heart, your vision, your sacrifice, and nothing more that made it happen. And I'm telling you, may God get the glory for great things He has done. In January of 2008, our ministry staff went through a process called Invent the Future. Through this multiple month process and this never-ending challenge, we have been and are now charting a future vision for our church as the Lord moves among us by His Spirit. Over these past 2 years, we have become convicted by the Lord that we must advance into Northwest Arkansas through using a multi-site strategy. While we have multiple sites weekly where the gospel is proclaimed through the ministries of our church, we still have only two campuses. We have learned so much over these past 8 years of what it means to be a multi-site church with two campuses. As well, we have learned from others as the culture has changed and various models have become even more effective in reaching people. We have also learned that people will go to a church closer to their home, but on the other hand, they go where they enjoy going. This will surprise many of you, but we have people from Benton County who drive right by Pinnacle Hills campus, and they attend our Springdale congregation every week. Amen. Conversely, we have people from all over Washington County who go right by Springdale and they go to our Pinnacle Hills congregation. What I'm about to share with you today, and I want you to listen very carefully to this, I do not want you to confuse and to be confused with a Pinnacle Hills model. That was a unique work of God that God did at a certain segment of time. And only the Lord knows where all that's going in relationship to here and there. What I want to share today, however, is a new model for our future that still uses a multi-site strategy. Today, I want to announce to you the creation of a third congregation in our region. This campus will be a smaller building on a piece of property that will not be owned by our church, but will be leased by our church. Through multiple services, we believe that this type of campus can service this congregation for many years to come. Besides, only God knows His plan for the future, for this congregation that we're talking about, and our church as a whole. After 2 years of diligent prayer, study, and hard work by some of our staff team, and after working with our pastor's council and board of directors for the past several months, we are presenting to you today a compelling vision that will help us advance the gospel into Fayetteville, Arkansas, the largest city in the Northwest Arkansas region. In 2009, the city of Fayetteville had a population of 74,552 people. By 2014, the population will rise to an estimated 82,671 people. Now, with the 2010 census now taking place, within the next few months, these numbers will not just be estimates, but should give us exactness about the near future. Researchers and missiologists at the North American Mission Board have informed us that the estimated lost index, listen to this, the estimated lost index of Washington County is 66.1%. With the dominant cities of Fayetteville and Springdale in Washington County, they are saying in this county, through research and findings, 66.1% of the people have never been born again and do not profess having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We know from our own research that we have conducted over the last 5 years, the most unchurched city in our region is Fayetteville, Arkansas. By the way, we have also learned through research given to us that the entire Northwest Arkansas region, which includes McDonald County, Missouri, and Madison County, Arkansas, as well as Benton and Washington counties, the average loss index of the entire region is 65.7%. Again, this means that 65.7% of all residents in our region have never been born again and do not profess having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Northwest Arkansas has changed, and we better remember that. Friends, we have so much more to do for the gospel, and every campus needs to take this challenge seriously, addressing the need to penetrate the lostness of our region. While we appreciate the churches of the city of Fayetteville, it is obvious that there is much to be done. Within our Southern Baptist work in Fayetteville, we have 19 churches in that city and its outlying areas. While those 19 churches touched on a given and a specific Sunday, don't know what Sunday that was, 2,108 people total, those 19 churches. These 19 churches reached, are you listening? And baptized only 107 people in 2009. Dear church, we must go to Fayetteville more strategically and reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many of you may be very surprised by the following, but our entire church has 1,130 households that live in Fayetteville already. What does that mean? Did you get that? That means when you comprise the membership of both of our congregations and you take the total number of households that a congregation of our size has, I'm telling you that 1,130 households live in Fayetteville, Arkansas. That tells me that that could be 2.7 people per household, or if some of them enjoy life a little more, it might be more. How does that come down for the individual campus? This will shock you. The Springdale campus has 669 Fayetteville households. And the Pinnacle Hills campus has 461 Fayetteville households. We know where these people live. I mean, we have it mapped out. We know exactly where they live. If you were to walk in our office, you would find a map, and we literally can tell you street, person, and situation. We know where these people live, and they have their actual locations mapped out in Fayetteville. Now, what this means is that 20.7% of our Springdale membership is from Fayetteville. And 16.7% of our Pinnacle Hills membership is from Fayetteville. And while we know that these 1,130 households are willing to come to Springdale and Pinnacle Hills campuses, which they are, the vast majority of true lost people will never attend either one. We must go to them. In a few moments, I will speak of the very limited number of people we will ask to pray about going with us to begin this Fayetteville campus. But many of you may be asking in your mind today, where will this Fayetteville campus be? Some of you may be aware, most of us are probably not aware, of the tremendous population explosion that is taking place in and around Weddington Drive area of West Fayetteville. While there is a new Harps grocery store on Weddington Drive, as well as several other businesses and hotels emerging, there is also a new neighborhood market that Walmart will open this fall. If you are going south, if you are going south on Interstate 540, you will come to the Weddington Drive exit. That looks like me driving. At that exit, take a right on Weddington Drive. You will see several new hotels on the right. Plus, y'all going to catch up? There you are. Plus the new Harp store with other shops. Oh, hold on now, boys. And just past that on the right, you will see a very small piece of land where a building will be built that we will lease. Directly across from the road will be the new Walmart neighborhood market. The address of this property is 3484 West Weddington Drive. We have been working with the owners of the land and the builders of the project. And what was intended to become a building with several shops would now become our Fayetteville location. We will lease the entire building, which will have 15,750 square feet. The entire building will be constructed inside as we desire. And the project has already been approved by the Fayetteville Planning Commission. While parking will exist on our campus, we also have a parking agreement with three different banks, of which we are highly, highly appreciative, that are adjacent to this location, giving us ample parking. The worship center will seat 344 people. There will also be children's and preschool space in the building, which will enable us to have around 500 people per worship venue on the campus. Additionally, the building will have four equipping rooms for on-campus Bible study classes. Plus, we will have a few offices for our staff team to use for their work on campus. The building will be completed in late fall, and the date for the launch has not yet been determined. It is our goal to begin the campus with two morning worship services. We will be able to have some Bible study classes on campus for many of our people each Sunday. Plus, we will do home groups during the week. Even with the economic downturn over the last 3 years, this area continues to grow. Houses have maintained their value. And it is amazing to see the numbers of people in this specific region of Fayetteville. While our region will not only be Fayetteville, but to all of Northwest Arkansas, we know the following important demographic information about the immediate 3 mile radius of our location. Now listen to this. 3 mile radius. Got it? In 2009, 41,768 people lived there. The median age was 24.9 years of age. 23.2% of the area was 20 to 24 years old. 18.4% of the area was 25 to 34 years old. And within that 3 mile radius, there are 17,328 households that exist within this radius. And by the way, 20,000 cars a day drive right by that location. We also know that 74,900 people lived within a 5 mile radius in 2009, and the median age was 28.4 years of age. Now, from this location, due to stoplights, more than actual distance, we will be close to the following. I'm going to make it real clear. We did not drive these. We got these off of Google Maps. For example, I could name two or three of these real quick off of mine. If it took me that long to drive, I would shoot myself to those areas. But that's okay. From that location, we will be 8 minutes from the University of Arkansas, which is really only 2.7 miles. We'll be 9 minutes from the Northwest Arkansas Ball, 9 minutes from Fayetteville High School, 9 minutes from Farmington High School, 4 minutes from Holt Middle School, 8 minutes from Woodland Junior High School, 7 minutes from Ramey Junior High School, 3 minutes from Owl Creek Elementary School, and 3 minutes from Fayetteville Boys and Girls Club. Hopefully this information will help you see the significance of this location, not only for today, but for the future of the city of Fayetteville. Now, while Dr. Nick Floyd will continue to preach at times on all of our campuses, I'm announcing today that Dr. Nick Floyd will become the campus pastor and the preacher for our Fayetteville location. Now, many of you may not know who Nick and Meredith are, but I want them to stand today. Nick and Meredith, why don't y'all stand? I told you need to look good, Meredith. Now stand up, sweetheart. That's good. Let them see you. All right. Now with this, we will be trying a new model that includes him speaking weekly at that location. I may be there occasionally in person, but only consistently to inconsistently by simulcast. I cannot keep adding matters to my plate. So Nick will do the majority of the preaching on that site at our Fayetteville location. For clarity, he will also preach globally on all three campuses at certain times. When Nick moves to Fayetteville location solely, when that occurs, we will have someone take over the weekly preaching in our second service at our Springdale location. We will launch as we did at Pinnacle Hills with other staff members concentrating solely on our Fayetteville location. They will come alongside of Nick and I as we work towards launching and growing that campus. We will offer ministry for preschoolers, children, students, and all adults. Now, here's what I need out of these 1,100 plus households, I'm telling you today, this is what I need. I need no more than 200 adults and students to help us launch this site. This will result in no more than 250 people, including children. That's all I need. All right? Everybody got that? That's what I need. We do not want to launch with more than 250 people total. Why? Because we don't want to run out of room the first week. We want to reach people that are lost, that do not know Christ, and who need a church home. So what kind of people do I need? Here's what I need. I need pioneers. People willing to sacrifice to make this location successful. I do not need sitters who do nothing. But everyone will have to own and work in a ministry. Obviously, some of them will have to lead a ministry. I need people who want to see that city come to Christ. I need people who are willing to commit to attendance, will invite and bring others, serve in a ministry, and also people who are willing to come alongside of the ministry financially. If you have an interest about this, after you have prayed about it, we will begin to take names, but not right now. Everyone who gives us his or her name will not be chosen to go help us. We have to be strategic, and we must limit the number of people to no more than 250 total. If God wants you there, he will call you there to go with us, and we will know that you need to go. Again, we must be strategic. We want people from both campuses to help us. But let me speak especially to the Pinnacle Hills people who live in Fayetteville. Your distance from Pinnacle Hills can limit your service and ministry in that location. It also at times can limit your ability to bring people with you to church. And this is an opportunity for many of our Pinnacle Hills people to get closer to home and really be involved in your church more than you might be able to today. But this will give all of you who live in Fayetteville, whatever campus you attend now, an opportunity to really get serious and get your neighbors and your friends to Christ, because the campus will be within their own city limits, in which many of them, that may be important. We will talk more about that at a later date, but right now, all I want you to do is begin to pray about it. We will involve people from both campuses who would not go with us as part of the 250 people, as well as those who will go with us to help us get ready to reach Fayetteville. We will mobilize hundreds and hundreds of you to prayer walk every street, several times, to do various projects to get us really involved in that city. Plus, put all of our forces right before our launch date to get people to attend on that Sunday and the Sundays following who live in Fayetteville. Just as we did in the Pinnacle Hills launch, we involved our Springdale campus in many ways. And now, just think, we have two large campuses, and we will turn our hearts in a major, major way weeks before that launch to really make it what it needs to be. This campus has as much potential for growth in the most unchurched and lost city in our region. We must begin to pray now for the upcoming Fayetteville location. Tell your friends that we're coming to Fayetteville, and we need them to help us reach their city for Jesus Christ. Now, I will be asked, I want everybody to hear clearly today. I will be asked, what will we call this church? That's a good question. We're not sure, and we're in a dilemma about it. We cannot just keep adding names to our present two names. I mean, think about it. Most churches have one. We got two names. Having two names is a constant challenge in communicating to our region as well as across the world. Obviously, you cannot go into another city with a First Baptist name due to other churches existing in each city by that name. As a note of interest, this will surprise many of you. None of you will remember this because none of you are this old. But as a note of interest, and some of you will be surprised by this, since the Springdale location began in 1870, it has not only officially changed its name at least three times, but it's also operated under various names in its history. After many transitions in names occurred in our first approximately 30 years of existence, the church was named First Baptist Church of Springdale. Why am I saying that? Well, please know that ever since our beginning in 1870, our DNA has been about change. We have been willing to change whatever needed to be changed in order to reach more people for Jesus Christ. And I got a question today. Aren't you glad that's in the loins of the historical archives of this church and of our people? So what are we going to do? Well, perhaps nothing. I really don't know at this point. But I can tell you this, for 4 years, this week, we have been studying this challenge, knowing this day would come that might lead us to at least consider the possibility of a name change. Now, just pray about it. Don't become stressed about it. And don't lose the vision of today. But I want to just kind of throw it out here. You understand? And, you know, I have a grandson, and I got several of them. In fact, I've had two of them for two nights. Thank God. But I got another one. They got another one on the way. But I tell you what, this little critter Nick and Meredith had, I mean, he's like a geyser. I mean, he just upchucks all over you. And we're about to have he and his wonderful sister for about three nights this week. Four nights this week. Now, why did I say that? Oh, yeah, I know what it was. I'm just kind of throwing it out to you today. You got it? And sometimes you got to clean it up. That's my point. And sometimes you have to change shirts. I don't know where we're going. Don't worry about it. But there are ways to deal with this and even preserve our great legacy and our great name as the First Baptist Church of Springdale and the Church of Pinnacle Hills. Over this past year, God has changed my life and my ministry. My whole perspective, God has worked afresh and anew in my life. I've never been more passionate about reaching not only our region, but also America and the world. I will have a whole lot more to say about that later. But we are strategizing like never before about how to do this much better as a church and how to even do it personally in a more effective way. What's God done? I'll tell you what God's done. God's put the world in my heart in a brand new way. As we move forward in this Fayetteville vision, we at least have a proven history that comes with us. When we began Pinnacle Hills, we had no history in launching another campus. Now that we have learned and we continue to learn new ways to use multi-site strategy to reach our region more effectively, we thank God for it. But when I think about the potential of Fayetteville with our two dynamic campuses and their forces behind it, along with the dire lostness and spiritual needs in that city, we must do all we can to take the gospel of Jesus Christ into Fayetteville, Arkansas. For almost 24 years, my heart has been broken about our inconsistency in even touching one segment of that called the University of Arkansas. The Fayetteville campus would just be 2.7 miles from the University of Arkansas and will enable us not only to reach all across the city of Fayetteville, which will be our priority, but it will also give us a close enough proximity that we will be able, if we choose, and God bless us, to penetrate the next generation in an unprecedented way for this church. I will never forget that frigid February 11th, Sunday, 2001, when I challenged our congregation at Springdale to begin this new congregation called the Church at Pinnacle Hills. In fact, when I shared that message, I closed that message in a unique way. Today, I want to close this message in the same way and give you the same challenge, praying the response will be as positive today as it was in 2001 when we charged you and challenged you to go and reach Bentonville and Rogers for Christ. When I think about this, it takes me back. It takes me back when I was a boy, like many of you in this room today. A child, and then a teenager. Takes me back to the little church I grew up in Texas. Hearing my dad and my small little old church of 30 to 40 on any great Sunday simply take an old gospel hymn and sing it. The song was appropriate then. The song was appropriate in 2001 to call us to go forward with God. And the song is appropriate today to call each of you. You see, I need you to go with us on this vision. And when I say I need you, that doesn't necessarily mean, obviously, that we need you to go. Literally, we can't take but 250, but I got to have you in vision and passion and heart and mentality and with a great, utter conviction that we must do something. We must do something. We are accountable to God, so we must do something. Yes, I remember. I will never forget these words that the Lord put on my heart beside the creek at Pinnacle Hills on the Saturday of February 10th, 2001, retreating me back to my days as a little boy, watching my dad lead the singing and holding up his fingers when he wanted to change a verse. That's what he would do. Anybody relate? On Jordan's stormy banks, I stand and I cast a wishful eye, and that wishful eye is for God to explode Fayetteville, Arkansas, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To Canaan's fair and happy land, where my possessions lie. You know what? That's talking about heaven ultimately, but it's also talking about the fruitful will of God when they walked from Jordan, across the Jordan, into Canaan land. I want to be in the will of God. I am bound for the promised land. Yes, I am. I am bound for the promised land. Now listen to this. So who will come and go with me? Yes, I said now a question there. So who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the will of God to reach a city that is in desperate, desperate need for a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I need you to go with me in that vision today.